This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Between the rings, works on the right hand dribble, attacks, kick out, right corner, Hunter three, it's good, tie game.
And my bracket is already blown up. Good morning, Metroplex. Thursday edition of Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy. We got our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. We got Ross in for Pepe. And Aiden is firing up the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Let the madness begin. True TV with the Texas Longhorns blowing their lead. I thought they were good to go. I had them moving on to the Sweet 16, I believe, to take on RJ Choppy's Tennessee Volunteers. Oh, he is decked out in the orange today. And I check later on and wake up, and Texas is out.
They blew it. They completely blew it. I don't even know how they blew this lead. They should never have lost this basketball game. They were in complete control about, I don't know, the first 28, 30 minutes almost, it seemed like. But Xavier in the second half just came to play, and Texas completely fell flat. And I feel I am petrified right now. Because as a show, we are 0-2 with our schools.
And yeah, I wouldn't really count mine.
Oh, I'm counting yours, baby.
American. Okay. We lost our big man.
I know. That was the most patriotic school in history. I mean, the American Eagles from the Patriot League.
Maybe it's a sign of the times.
Maybe it's, maybe it is. Texas, no way they should have lost at all. And they blew it down the stretch. There was the one play. Xavier was up three, and their big guy bricks a three pointer, and it falls right in the lap of somebody that was underneath the basket. Because if a regular rebound happens, he doesn't get anywhere near that basketball because it's over his head. Falls right into his lap. 5-point lead. Game over.
Worst game I've seen Texas play all year. And just really flat.
The first only game. One yeah. You've seen them
Rodney
play.
Terry, by the way, is out this morning, it sounds like, at Texas after that game. Sounds like they're going to be looking for a new head coach. So that was the report late last night, is that it sounds like Rodney Terry's
maybe
fired.
Maybe you can follow Rick Barnes. I think this is it for Rick. I think Rick calls it a career after this tournament. So
Rodney Terry so far there has done what type of job?
Disappointing.
Look, I think Texas is the they're such a great potential university for basketball. Like, they've got all the kids in the state that you could possibly ask for. They have all the NIL money. There's no reason why they can't be a number one seed every two or three or four years. Like, they're that big of a program from a potential standpoint.
There was buzz last night, the guy that beat him, Sean Miller, the head coach at Xavier, that he might be the replacement there in Texas. So we'll see. But Rodney Terry's going to be out. It was two just really disappointing years. Mm.
So now I have to ride with the Illini.
Oh, baby.
Go ahead and beat Kentucky and then meet RJ's Vols before we get to the Elite Eight.
You got scratch marks on there. You got scratch things scratched out.
I have it. I have it scratched out, but this is it. This is the official. I can't wait to get this thing out of my hands.
Yeah.
My God. This is a torturesome process.
Man, I love. See, Peyton wants to give me like he wanted to do an online thing. I'm like, no, man. I need to write the W and the L. I like to cross things out.
Yeah, with your math though, over the past year,
I like to
secretly ask Bobby or Pepe to double check the math.
That's fine. They can double check. look, it's the medication.
I don't know what state you're. The medication.
Yeah. So I found out. I went to the cardiologist last week, right, for my 6 month review.
Okay.
And he said, how is the medication you're on? Like, do you have any suicidal thoughts? Do you have any body aches? He said, do you have any memory loss? And I'm like, well, you know, now that you mention it, I said, I don't know if my dad's whole dementia thing was contagious or, but I'm just like, you know, I walk into a room and I'm like, what am I doing here? My math is quite bad. He goes, yep, that's the cholesterol medicine. He says that.
Medicine affects arithmetic.
What it does is it takes.
What do they do that in one of those commercials?
Right?
So and such may affect your division and multiplication tables.
He said they call it the forget me drug or the forget me pill. And I forget what he said about it. I'm just kidding. no, but what he said is it takes all the. It's supposed to drain the fat out of your blood and it takes some of the fat out of your brain. So your brain like shrinks.
Lean brain.
Yeah. So I got a lean brain. I got a very lean brain. So,
but you lost the math.
But I lost the math.
Okay.
The math was stored in the fat.
It used to be there, yeah.
The Longhorns out, and so is my team.
Hobbs on the midcourt logo with five. Works to the right slot. Crosses over on Sprouse. Three. Good! Dallas Hobbs put both hands over his head. He untucks his jersey. He stares into the crowd.
True TV. With the call, we lost our big man, and we lost any chance as Mount St. Mary takes out my American University Eagles. So, once an Eagle, always an Eagle, always eliminated.
It was pretty rough there, that defense. They were, St. Mary's was able to get just about anything they wanted. What was this like? They probably ended up, I think they were close to like 60% less. 58% shooting from the field for St. Mary's. That was just... That was tough for you guys.
Yeah.
I felt bad for you last night, Sean.
And the moment the big guy went down, the third time he went down, I mean, my gosh, that guy.
He was like a Mavericks highlight reel.
He was constantly being helped off the floor. But that was it. That was it. And, American got mounted.
Anything else happened last night that we need to know about? I'm seeing a lot of NIT scores with SMU winning by 10. I think SMU is the NIT favorite.
I did not pay attention to a whole lot of NIT basketball. It was just these two. And now we get the real thing started. We get the real tournament started today at 11:15.
And you're going to be out and about? I saw you post.
Yeah, I'm just going to go hang. My buddy Rex owns a bar out in Fort Worth.
Wow.
Rex's. I'm going to go out there and just chill for
what
the
a
day.
Fitting name.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pop by.
Go on by.
After I go to Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
There you go.
Are you going to Twin Peaks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What time's that?
I'm not sure yet. Probably around 1.
Okay.
Something like that.
So dual watch parties. With the morning show for the madness getting started, I will. I told Amanda, a little one has been sick, so she's been up all hours of the night. So I will be going home and watching basketball with my girl, and we'll see how.
All right.
How bad of a process that is, but I am looking forward to getting up out of here and watching. Starting at what time? We're going 11:15.
11:15 is the first game. I think it's Louisville Creighton. And that's the first, and they're gonna start every 30-ish minutes for the first couple of hours, and then obviously then after the first four games are over, then they'll kind of figure out the times from there because every game's gonna end at a different spot.
Okay, I'm curious. I want to ask y'all something because you mentioned the other day you liked when they were all closer together going on at one time. Probably more a nostalgic thing than anything else. Do you feel like it's oversaturated a little bit that like. Now, instead of just it's CBS hosting it and they're cutting back and forth between games and you get whatever you get locally, that now it's like, well, I can just jump over to True TV or any of these four channels. Like, I kind of do, for some reason, miss the nostalgia of just like the rapid jump cuts between games on
the
CBS.
The jump cuts, it was cool, but like, I'd much rather be able to choose every game because you had your TV channels decide who you watched.
Yeah.
Pro choice.
I want to watch based upon my bracket.
Right. Yeah. You want to watch based upon your bracket, so... I get that the nostalgia of shrinking them together.
I think that's what, honestly, I'm not kidding. I think the CBS's coverage of the NCAA tournament is what conditioned me to love Red Zone like I do.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's, you know, like they have the score up in the corner so you can constantly, of the other games. So if you see a game's getting closer, you can flip over to that one. So, you know, it's a great avenue to be able to watch at home or at a, like a sports book tomorrow, G-Bag Nation at Cold Beer and Cheeseburgers in Euless. I'll be out there for that.
Wow.
And, you know, watching some of the games, and it's a setup you need to be in a sports bar.
We had other hoops last night, some craziness with Rick Carlisle.
59 and 9-10. And they've got him trapped, the steal. Shepherd lays it in. It's a three-point game.
Was it a late Mavs meltdown? Were there fouls that should have been called? Either way, the Indiana Pacers win 135-131 over the Dallas Mavericks. PJ Washington led the way with 26, Jaden Hardy with 24, but all types of chaos broke out in this one. There were 85 points scored in the fourth quarter. The Pacers scored 45, the Mavs scored 40, but thankfully we lose. Still four games under 500.
Yeah, this has been a slow burn, even going 1-9.
Yes.
In the last 10 games, how many games have the Mavericks allowed fewer than 122 points?
In the last how many?
10.
Well, I mean, they traded Luka away because defense wins championships. So I'm going to say all 10.
I know it's over 5, but I'm going to guess 4.
In the last 10 games, they've allowed fewer than 122 points zero times.
Oh, fewer than?
Fewer than 122
points. Oh, zero times.
They have not. They've allowed 132, 122, 137, 122, 125, 129, 126, 133, 130, 135.
Glad you trimmed the fat on defense.
This is
literally.
I don't know. I have no idea how they're scoring this many points either. They're scoring a ton of points.
Fortunately, again, if you're aboard Team Tank like we are, the Phoenix Suns get the victory over the Chicago Bulls. So Phoenix is officially in the 10 spot right now, even though we have the same record. So I'll just take you through 5 on down. Memphis, I might as well start with the top because Luka is playing. And that leads us to a Luka highlight with what he did against Denver.
Doncic feeling it.
Tell you, Luka, in 7 minutes, he's got 20.
It's 7 minutes.
He went off in the first half. He went nuts in the first half.
It's fine, guys. It's fine. It's fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
It hit me again. Like, you just got these. Oh, my God. Luka went on SportsCenter with Van Pelt, too. Are you kidding me? 30, 10, and 9 without LeBron. LeBron did not play. Their big NBA night got ruined because all of a sudden, no Joker, no Jamal Murray. Luka goes off in the first half. The Lakers win. So, go ahead, Chop.
You want some worse news?
Yeah.
So, I went to Tankathon, and the Mavs moved up a spot, right? They're now 12.
Yeah.
I simmed the lottery. The first sim, they went back down to 13 in the lottery.
Nice.
Ranking. So
rewarded for that.
Their draft.
OKC has locked up the West. We know that. The Rockets are the 2 seed. They're a game up on the Lakers and Denver. So the Lakers have bumped back up to the number 3 spot, then Denver, then Memphis at the 5. Golden State just surging in the 6 hole. The Clippers, ugh. Nothing about the Clippers is attractive to me. The Clippers are the 7. Minnesota's the 8. Sacramento's the 9. Phoenix is the 10. And there you have the Dallas Mavericks outside the play-in situation. 2 games up on the Portland Trailblazers.
The Mavericks would be right on the edge of holding on to the 7 seed if they were in the Eastern Conference right now. So thank God you're in the Western Conference with the run that you've had here. And honestly, you've got Portland surging behind you a little bit there with their 3-game winning streak. So might be able to have a couple different spots here. I did notice last night, trash talking comfortable Luka's back. Did you see that clip everybody was sending around yesterday?
In L.A.
When he missed the free throw and he looks over, somebody had apparently yelled, ball don't lie. And he looks over and he points up the score. He goes, I got 20 points. You're talking about ball, don't lie.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, and it was, crap. It's that guy.
In L.A., someone harassing him. Did you see the trick shot that he hit?
I don't think I saw that.
Basically, at the tunnel where the players walk out, he turned around
before the game,
heaved one up with a typical Luka trick shot.
I hate that the call now is instead of Luka Magic, it's the Don.
The Don.
The Don is, that's such a bad nickname.
877-881-1053, the way to hit us up on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Good morning to the 6 a.m. Club. We got a PBR ticket giveaway to hook you up with today. Are you a fan of all the different rule changes that could be coming to the National Football League? I am. Let's change up your favorite sport. Next on the Home of the Cowboys with Sean and RJ. Let's make the National Football League even better or not. Good morning, Metroplex. In case you did not know, we are your official home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. By the way, Netflix is going with quarterback season 2. Ooh. They went with quarterback season 1, where Kevin O'Connell to me starred. Kirk Cousins was very likable. Then they went with receiver, where I was like, oh my God, I don't really like Devontae Adams at all. And now apparently they couldn't get anyone else to sign up, so they're going back to Kirk Cousins along with Joe Burrow and Jared Goff.
Okay. I'm fascinated by Burrow. I want to really figure out, like, if you can give any kind of insight as to, like, the frustration with the defense.
Like when you hear him.
Yeah. Like just when you hear him talk, like, is he kind of letting anything slide or slip in there? But, you know, Kirk is.
So this means this has already been filmed for this past season that just happened.
Yeah, which means I am massively interested in the Cousins angle. I want to see how that whole thing played out with him getting benched in Atlanta and what happened there.
Some of the obvious storylines, Mike Florio previewing and recapping at the same time, because I guess it already happened. Burrow was arguably the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have him calling out the Bengals for being cheap. Is it going to show him into the offseason throwing out the pressure on the front office to get his receiver signed, which of course happened? You got the robberies. Joe was one of the victims from the Chilean Nationals, benching of Cousins for Penix, and the Lions playoff loss, the shocker, the stunner that I feel like we haven't even talked about enough.
Yeah, and I think Goff is just, in general, like one of the better quarterback quotes. Like, he's just, I think he's really,
really
smart. He's funny. He'll just be entertaining, I think, is how people come off with him. But I'm stunned they were able to cobble this together, because I thought this was going to die. Because you remember we were talking about during the summer how it's like every day we were like, here's another story of another quarterback that is saying I would never, ever do this show. And I think Burrow and Goff were part of that initially, that they said, nah, probably wouldn't do it. Dak turned it down at some point, it was reported. Tua, like there were all these quarterbacks that they couldn't get to agree to do it. So I'm glad they did, because I thought the first season was really interesting.
We got overtime, we got tush push, and automatic first downs.
And playoff seeding change.
Playoffs?
So we have 4 new rule proposals that were thrown out there by 3 teams. Eagles, Packers, and Lions threw these out. Let's start with the one closest to home, and that was the Packers wanting to ban the tush push. And they say, you know, they want to ban a teammate from lining up directly behind the snapper at the time that they receive the snap and allowing you to push them through. I don't know that this gets banned.
It's probably not going to go through, but I like the way they wrote the rule. This has been my issue with it.
Just
don't have a tug-of-war match. Don't allow 2 or 3 people to shove the quarterback from behind. As soon as the running back touches the quarterback, it's a 10-yard flag. Here's the way it's written. No offensive player may immediately at the snap push or throw his body against the teammate who was lined up directly behind the snapper and receive the snap to aid him in an attempt to gain yardage. If you push the quarterback forward on a sneak, it becomes a 10-yard penalty.
Totally, totally good with it. And like you said, I think the language is perfect. Like, the language on how you're banning this is going to be important, because that's what people freak out about.
Yeah.
So I think the way they worded it, great. You know, Mark Murphy, president of the Packers, American University alumnus, as I discovered yesterday.
Oh, is he above me on the list?
He's not even on the list. No, because he's with the Packers, and he only got 1 Super Bowl for Rodgers in his career. So, no, he's not included. But I think that the language of this is perfect. And the biggest problem is going to be if you're the Eagles or anybody else, you're going to say, here's my counter, and you're going to throw up the three sneaks that Josh Allen couldn't get. You go, it's clearly not that easy.
Right. So that's going to need 24 yes votes, but no one thinks that is going to happen. But I'm immediately signing off on that. So one for one, rule change for me.
Next one, Philadelphia. To align the postseason and regular season overtime rules by granting both teams an opportunity to possess the ball regardless of the outcome of the first possession subject to a 15-minute overtime period in the regular season.
In. I'm yep. cool with it.
I'm in.
Fine with it.
I think they got to have it. I think you got to have...
You know, we're
these
now...
These games are too important
yes.
to come down to a coin flip.
And the parity is too close.
And I don't like the 10-minute overtime. Because there are some of these ones where somebody will like methodically move the ball down. It's like, all right, well, we have 2.5 minutes left yeah. now after that score. Just play a normal quarter.
Yep. I mean, we saw it this year. It was the opener. It was Rams-Detroit. And Detroit got the ball. They ran the ball on every single play.
Yeah, got the clock down, basically ran out the quarter.
On every single play in the overtime, they ran it.
Two for two, in.
Speaking of the Lions, they proposed two. First one. To eliminate, and this will never get passed, to eliminate an automatic first down as a penalty for defensive holding and illegal contact. If you say defensive holding is no longer an automatic first down, you are going to get defensive holding on every third and 15. Every single one. Like, blatant defensive holding.
Here's the only issue I have. And I assume this may be sort of their thought process. I have a big problem with a 5-yard penalty.
Yes.
Picking you up 10 yards automatically.
I do too.
I have a problem with a 5-yard bump saving you from third and 20. So my first thought, I understand what you're saying. I have a hard time arguing with what you're saying. But my first thought was, I'm in on this. I'm signing off because it's way too penal for the defense. It's
very penal. But yeah. like a defensive holding, I would say no. But like, illegal so let's content. Go back to the let's go back to the Cowboys Niners game, right?
Which ass whipping?
correct. But remember when Randy Gregory kept getting defensive holding calls at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah.
Yep.
That
yeah.
I'd be like, that should not be an automatic first down or hands to the face.
Yes.
From a defensive lineman.
Yes.
I don't think that should be an automatic first down. But like a DB. Who you get beat and you just kind of,
yep.
you defensively, you know, you hold them on a third and 15, man, you've got to penalize them. Otherwise, they're going to do it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the bigger tweak here, I would like to just see them call it less. I'd like to see them be a little more lenient with some of that and then just increase the yard length to 10 yards on those penalties.
Now, the final one, I have been calling for this for years. The Lions propose that the seeding of the playoff uses regular season records rather than division championships. So, for example, this year, Washington went to Tampa, even though Washington had two more wins. You had the Vikings go to the Rams, even though the Vikings were 14-3. We've seen this in years past. The Saints were 11-5, had to go play the 7-9 Seahawks on the road. The Colts had to play. They were 12-4. Had to play the 8-8 Chargers on the road, and this would eliminate that.
Here's my counter. They're trying to say your regular season record should matter more than the division. The division, you can get away with playing scrubs like the Cowboys never capitalized on for years. Mm. I'm talking about big playoff wins.
Right.
The Patriots in the AFC right. East. How is who you match up with in the regular season with your two opposite divisions that much different from the luck of your division schedule of strength? You know, it's like, okay, so this year I'm going to get...
Cowboys play the AFC West and NFC North, I think.
Yeah, it's not going to help. That's not going to hit. They're not going to get any help whatsoever.
But if you played the AFC and NFC South one year...
Yeah.
Yeah, that...
Is that... That's you know, you got a cakewalk.
Yep.
So now you're going to be rewarded in the playoffs?
I get it.
Division is more permanent in
more
terms
permanent.
Of your quality of opponent, I guess.
Yeah, and to me, I think you're getting like they're saying like you have to make the division matter, and I'm like, well, the reward for winning the division is the playoff spot.
Yeah.
Like, you can get into the playoffs out of a bad division.
I don't have a problem with this. I'm fine with signing off on this.
Yeah, I don't have a big problem with it. The only thing that I think will get resistance to it is, all right, well, there's going to be years where the last team outside the playoffs has a better record than the last division winner, and then you're going to start getting a push from people that go like, well, let's get rid of division winners completely, and the NFL's never going to do that. And so if they open up this, then they may open up more people going like, well, it should just be all best record. We should just have it as an open league, and so they may not want to introduce that.
I don't think they'll ever pass this either way, because owners love the idea that, you know, on average, it should be once every 4 years you get to host a playoff game.
Other NFL stories around the league. Was that it for the proposals?
That's it for the proposals.
Okay. Kirk Cousins, Will Levis drawing preliminary trade interest before the draft.
Yep. This is Josina Anderson says that there is interest, or that teams are interested. There are people reaching out asking about the availability of Kirk Cousins and Will Levis, which makes sense. Tennessee's in all likelihood going to take Cam Ward number one overall, and then that's going to open up a door to where you could move on from Levis. Cousins, we already know, is in a weird situation in Atlanta where they also want to guarantee his money and not move him. So, but this is a story. When I heard this yesterday, this is where I'm really annoyed.
Guarantee his money and not move him. Just say that out loud. Absorb that for a second.
Yeah, I know. It's bizarre. Every single second of the Kirk Cousins Atlanta tenure has been bizarre. When I hear that Levis is available, this is what I'm annoyed the Cowboys don't have a fourth-round pick. Because I don't know what Tennessee would take for him. He's a former second-round pick. He's not exactly played out of his mind. It's not like he has this crazy reputation. It's like, oh my gosh, that's a Jimmy Garoppolo who sat on the bench, and now you're willing to give up a first-round pick for him. Levis has had his issues at times. But he has so many insane throws on tape that, for me, if Dallas is looking for, I need an insurance policy in case Dak starts breaking down sooner, I want to have a lotto ticket here. That's a lotto ticket you spend a fourth round on is Will Levis, not Trey Lance, who couldn't throw a football to save his life. And so this is where one of those times where I'm annoyed, where it's like, I would be fine giving up a fourth round pick for Will Levis.
Aaron Rodgers still deciding if one of those options is a studio or a network TV setup. He would draw very little interest from media companies, and that's actually happening.
That's the chatter is that TV executives are out on Aaron Rodgers. That this is over at Front Office Sports. Michael McCarthy had this. He said that in talking to anonymous TV executives, their main concern under condition of an anonymity is that Rodgers comes off as a pompous know-it-all, kidding me, who would turn off viewers. His COVID-19 conspiracy theories and public feuds with critics like Jimmy Kimmel on the Pat McAfee show also concern some. With that in mind, the prospect of hiring Rodgers does not thrill executives. Quote, yes, he could be a great analyst, but he's insufferable. Another one said Rodgers, quote, needs an image rehab. I don't think it matters. Like, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you retire, you can just go start a podcast and that thing will be more successful than any media career you would have.
Well, it depends on define a success. Like, are you going to get paid more money from like a CBS? It would cause me to personally watch more. I don't watch any of the studio shows. Now, I don't know whether they just have built-in easy ratings. Like, no offense to Florio, but when Football Night in America was beating, is it How I Met Your Mother? What was the science funny show that?
Big Bang Theory.
When it was beating Big Bang Theory, I wasn't like, oh my God, Football Night in America is this amazing production. Mm-hmm. It wasn't. It was just the pregame for the big game on Sunday night. Fox has dominated the ratings throughout all the years. Do they have that much better of a pregame show? So it would cause me to watch. I get it, though. You know, Bruce Gilbert, who hired us here, the L word, likability. And do these other networks have such a built-in audience that it would be too much of a loss to add Rodgers to something safe? There are certain people made for network and certain people made for
cable.
For cable. Jameis Winston cannot be in a... He could get Jameis Winston on a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay? Get Aaron Rodgers on a podcast where he can talk about his theories and he can talk about drug use and all that stuff. So
it's too short. It's too short of a, you know, he doesn't have a long enough platform on a 30-minute or an hour pregame show. I mean, they're constantly running to these fluff pieces and stuff.
Yep.
He needs to be more on a long form. You know, in terms of like the likability, I mean, half like there's people that like Rodgers and there's people that hate him. And the people that I don't think he's gonna. I mean, he would make some people watch. He would make some people turn off. I think they would even each other out. But it's all about, you know, are you more drawn to want to see him and what he has to say?
I don't like him. I care about what he says. Like, especially if it's on a topic of football, I care a lot about the way that he views the game of football. Like, it's really interesting to me, even though I don't like him. So, I mean, I would watch.
It's Thursday. It's 6 a.m. That usually means the payload. Peyton Russell is not here, but he's already turned into a mass hole, and it's not TMZ. It's PMZ. After Peyton's celebrity sightings, is he being followed by the paparazzi on his travels? All that next with Sean and RJ on The Fan.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right! Is that how he always starts it?
That is right!
That is right. It's the payload. Peyton Russell is not here for the rest of the week. You got Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on 105.3 The Fan. Ross has done a fantastic job filling in. We got Aiden on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Pepe decided to finally take a trip without his parents to Boston with his fiance, Mackenzie. And Pepe, man, I love how he... I didn't like his response to this. Tolo Tommy on Twitter took a picture of Peyton on the plane. Right behind him. Mm-hmm. He's got the row behind him, and he tweeted, "Inside sources tell me Peyton Russell is indeed on his way to Boston." Now, Peyton is too cheap to pay for the internet on the flight. It can be a ripoff.
Yes.
No doubt about it. Which airline charges the most? Like, I'm trying to remember which.
I know Southwest is $8 for the flight.
That's cheap.
That's good.
That's now, very, very
American,
cheap.
Now, American, we found out during that flight to, I think it was on our way to New Orleans, we found out if you watched an ad, like you could get an hour on the flight for free. So American at least has some setups to where you can get some free internet for a while.
So Peyton did not see this until he landed. And I don't like his response back on Twitter because you know how he reacted when he saw this. And you know how his fiance probably reacted. That probably got him. That probably got him some last night.
Oh yeah,
and Peyton probably couldn't even stand up to grab his luggage from the overhead because he was so excited and so flattered. But he decided to cool it and write back to Tommy, "Yo, creepy but impressive." So that's Peyton's. That was Peyton's response on the airplane getting photog.
So fake. That's such a fake reaction.
You know, he loved it.
He loved it.
He probably paid the guy to do it. This guy, Tommy, probably isn't even a Tolo. And he's like, "Hey, man, take my picture. I'm going to have my head down with my hat looking like I'm incognito here."
Yeah.
So that was Peyton on the way.
And on the way, he, you know, obviously, not he's sitting, he gets the aisle seat. You know, he sticks Mackenzie in the middle. Sticks her in the middle seat. He had talked about that, you know, a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you were out or not. How do you judge whether you're in? Because I think it was a topic that he did, that the guy got stuck in the middle, that he was in the middle. Oh, that was you?
That was you.
Okay. Yeah, I thought Peyton had a comment on it or whatever. But yeah,
no,
so you're
wife,
stuck in the middle.
My wife took the window seat. She took the window seat without looking at me or asking me. And I just sat there for like 5 minutes, and then I told her, "You emasculated me. There's no man sitting next to his girl that sits in the middle seat."
Yeah. Now the good news is you got control of the armrests. The middle seat controls the armrests.
Yeah, but I'm not like
the only positive.
I don't alpha it like I should.
You just sit there, arms crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, or up.
Up. Yes.
Oh my God.
Sean's a big arms up on the plane guy.
Not by choice.
No, not by choice.
I'm doing it because I'm being overly nice.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't know if the person next to me realizes that those armrests should be mine.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have that fight and battle.
So I sit there and put my hands up on top
of the seat.
Middle seat. You got to go high low.
I don't think those are comfortable. Like I don't think that's a comfortable posture to have both the armrests. So yeah, I end up kind of just like curling my shoulders in.
Also, arms crossed, it makes you like feel like you're skinnier, so you got a little bit more room too. I don't know.
I'm with you on it. I see what you're saying. I'm with you.
So then he lands.
And he decides that You know, we had talked to him. Remember when he said he was going to be a Saudi for the day instead of a Southie? I told him, I said, look, dude, take the train. Well, Peyton obviously did not listen. And he sends a text to us. Uber charges you extra if your driver uses the toll road? What kind of BS is this? Don't use the toll, you idiot. I'm going to one star this guy. Peyton.
You majorly censored that text.
Of course I had to censor it. I don't want to get fired.
It's a Peyton text. It's a Peyton text. To censor it. I didn't know this, by the way.
Oh, yeah. They totally do it.
I wasn't aware 100%. Of this.
That's the thing is that, like, if you're taking the toll road, that's going to be in like rolled into your cost. So if all of a sudden the GPS says, hey, take the toll road instead of this way because it's going to be a quicker route, I will generally, a driver will ask me.
Okay.
Like, and so I have had it asked, but in general, I just assume you want to get there as quick as possible. If that includes toll roads, that gets rolled into the cost of your
but
drive.
What's the cost analysis, right, like, the benefit?
So, like, let's say we're here, right? And you go, you're going, like, on my way home, I could take...
drive backwards like people did yesterday, right, on 75, 635.
If I'm driving home on 114, I could take that Tex Express lane, right? And that charges, like, a big fee.
Let's put a figure on it.
All right, so that's like,
let's do the time saved versus the money charged.
Yeah, so like let's say I could save on the, you know, going home, if this traffic is backed up, I could save maybe 15 minutes, but it would cost me,
that's a lot.
Cost me $20 or $30.
Okay.
But if you're just taking the Dallas Tollway, that's not nearly as expensive. It's just like a dollar per checkpoint. You could get all the way to Plano for like $4. You know, that's not that much. You know, so I don't know what kind of toll road it was. Was it like one of these super congestion pricing type premiums, or was it like the George Bush or the tollway where it's just the price is the price?
Don't take Uber then.
Take the train.
This is part of like what goes into the cost. This is part of what goes into like using that form of travel. I'm stunned this is the first time he's ever realizing this.
I've had more Ubers and Lyfts than anyone in here, and I've never run into this.
But how often are your Ubers and Lyfts like...
Right, it's
drinking.
Just,
but like they're like, you're buzzed or whatever. You're not necessarily going to be locked into it.
Oh, I'm realizing if we get on the tollway, I'm kind of wondering like why haven't they gone on the tollway more? Like, right. I would have preferred it rather than driving on freaking 30 or 80.
Yeah, so that's that. But then I said, why didn't you just take the train? And he said, it didn't drop me off at the front, at the curb of the hotel, which begs the question, how long does that walk have to be? He said it was a 7-minute walk.
Ooh, 7-minute walk. Take the train.
Take the train.
I'm not going through all that stuff, though. I'm not going to get the ticket and reading the map and figuring it out and then sitting on there and having to carry struck balance beam myself of not grabbing. I'm not, you know, I don't love all that stuff like you do. I see the sights and feel the city. Still, get me in the most convenient car. Get me there fast as possible.
I hope he was kidding, though, with his, I'm going to one star. I think he would. I don't know that he has it in him to just one star somebody. But in general, that was not just a bit there. He was genuinely, that is one way to get him worked up quick, is if he feels he's overpaid for something.
Yes.
And he was getting worked up like, I didn't tell him to use the toll road. It's like, dude, this is what comes with it. This is part of the deal. They weren't just going to be like, oh, by the way, as a courtesy, here's your $8 covered to run the toll road.
What was on his itinerary for last night? I just saw his fiance Mackenzie post a picture of him having a Moscow Mule, but I don't know what else was on the
Old North Church. Where do you go? Jerry Remy's bar.
He was talking about maybe a steakhouse, but I know it was not Fenway.
No, he wasn't doing Fenway yesterday. Yeah, he was doing that. He said he was going to have, he had the seafood and steak restaurant or whatever that he was doing. The little, I don't remember what he ever said. Whichever the combo was, he had booked there.
While we're on the subject of traffic, someone was asking me about my weekend rant while I was out last week. And while I was stuck in traffic, I had a birthday party, a 5-year-old party out in DeSoto. Well, that took an extra 25 minutes of travel. But on the way back, the 40-minute crawl in traffic. I just told Amanda, I'm like, we're not going out anymore on the weekends. It's to the point where it's so bad that it's almost not worth going out because of how horrific this traffic is in this city.
It's turning, I mean, there's too many people for the roads. Like, it's turning into California, like with the traffic.
Bumper crawl. Just an outright crawl. I can't take it.
When you
I can't stand it.
When you moved here, Do you remember? Because this is new to me. I feel like that's relatively new in the last 5 to 6 years.
Is traffic?
Weekend traffic being as bad as it is.
Yes.
I remember feeling like, all right, weekends, no problem. Like, I could drive into Dallas 10 years ago on a Saturday at 2 as long as it wasn't fair weekend, and I was fine.
Fine.
Now it's stopped more than my drive in here in the morning.
Yeah, there's people.
Drive in is at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, even during at those hours, that's what I was used to, is just easy, nothing commute. Like, it was getting up in the morning at 5.
Yeah, like, after they built out 114 between basically the airport and the speedway, after they built it into a major road and it wasn't stoplights every 38 feet, it was pretty smooth until you got to like 377. But in the last, I would say, 2 or 3 years, it's constantly stopped. And it's just traffic. And I just don't get it. And obviously, it's everybody moving here, but it's so congested now.
And what was the video yesterday, Dallas, Texas TV?
It was a person that was injured on the road in the morning, and they shut down 75. So these are people on the 6:30. I'm like, I think it was on the high five. Was that you, Ross?
I mean, I wasn't. I was a part of the mess. Yeah, I think it was actually a morning. Was it yesterday?
Yeah,
I was coming in for
morning.
Sean and RJ. Yeah, and just driving in, you know, expecting it to be nothing but just flying down 75. I am so close. Like, it's like probably, what, 5 minutes from here? And they shut down the entire highway.
People were turning around and driving backwards on the bridge.
So you said somebody was walking on 75 and got hit?
That sounds it.
That's, yeah. That, I mean, yesterday.
And a dog. There was like a dog involved, too.
Yeah, that video yesterday that you guys were sharing on social, like, right, it was right there at the high five. And that's the... I've been very close a couple times. I've never actually gotten to the point of like, I'm turning around and going the other way.
Well, yeah, because it's illegal.
No, I know. But
one-way traffic.
I do everything legal all the time.
Right.
But yes. When I was turning around, there have been a couple times where I've been like, I can't risk to be in here. I've got to turn around and leave.
Who will be the next household name born today with the start of March Madness? Choppy gets you ready for it all. And a PBR ticket giveaway for you turning it on, leaving it on next.